go after that guy. All right. I didn't mean to get on that plane. I didn't mean to go. But I know someday you'll forgive me. Until then, all I have to say is I hate country music. Which is really weird that the first song I ever wrote was a country music song. But my mom really loves country music. I mean, this woman will dance around the kitchen singing show tunes purely for the cat and dog's appreciation. But that's okay. My mom and I used to be best friends. We were warriors fighting side by side because I learned at a very young age that my parents were human. So instead of her being a mom, she was just someone who kind of supported me and led me along. But some way, somehow, down the road, we turned our guns on each other. I mean, life hurt us so badly that we were so blinded by our pain and anger that we just couldn't see the other person's. But one day, I was in the car with my mom, and a country music song came on. And this is the woman who usually, every single time I see her, tells me how I am ruining my life, how I've fucked up lately, how I am the worst thing ever. But this moment in time, she turned to me and she said, I forgot to tell you something. You are one of the only things I ever did right. And she put her hand on my leg and she said, I know it's been a while, but I love you. And at that moment in time, I felt like my best friend was there, because instead of hearing how I had fucked up that week, I actually heard true caring from a parent. So when I had to go back home to Flagstaff, she looked at me and she begged me not to get on that plane and begged me not to go back to my seemingly horrible life that she totally does not approve of and never will. And I once again got out of the car, waved goodbye, and got on the plane. But this time, as I was sitting on the plane, I always thought to myself that one day when I have kids, maybe a country song will come on the radio. And I'll get to tell them that I know I messed up, but I truly appreciate them.